Now, earlier this week, we started receiving a steady trickle, which became a relative flood of complaints from Fishhook residents talking about a sewage spill on Fishhook Beach at the Lighthouse Stormwater Outlet. And what we could see at the time was that it appeared to have been linked to load shedding over the weekend and perhaps the failure of backup generators to kick in to keep pumps going at a nearby shopping centre. We did say we would follow up. I'm delighted to be able to make good on that promise and welcome on the line Alderman Felicity Purchase, who is obviously the councillor in this area. Felicity, thanks for joining us to fill in the blanks for us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pepper, and to your listeners.
Can you briefly explain what actually caused the spill on Sunday?
So, proactively, we have installed generators at all our water pump stations and our sewer pump stations. We are at 90% with generators. And what happened was that the generator kicked in and it worked during the load shedding, but what didn't happen is the telemetry system didn't then allow for the electricity to come on because it tripped. So when it was due to come back on to the electric side of it, the pump station tripped.
Okay. And the result was, how much do we know how much sewage spilling onto the beach?
Well, there was a few hours that there was quite a considerable amount of spillage onto the beach. Unfortunately, it was only brought to our attention on the Monday, and we immediately dispatched people to resolve the matter in the pump station, and then also to clean up and cordon off the area.
Okay, that all happened on Monday already. Felicity, should there not be some kind of automatic built-in sort of trigger alarm when things go wrong? Is there not something like that already in place?
Well, there is, but that didn't work because the electricity was tripped at that point. You see, I mean, this is an unintended consequence of the load shedding. And we are seeing more and more incidents, although they're low in number, but more and more incidents where there are unintended consequences after the load shedding on our system.
Okay, now you said the team was there on Monday resolving the issue and dealing with the immediate flow. Of course, there's concern about what had already perhaps made its way into the soil and the water. And we heard some anecdotal reports on Monday and Tuesday of people having developed tummy bugs, etc., after swimming at Fishhook. I don't know if there's been any water testing results come back yet, Felicity, which can say whether that would have been linked or not.
So the testing has been done. I can't give you the results yet because I quite honestly haven't seen them yet. But our team is happy that the dilution of the effluent that was discharged into the water was sufficient to have made the area safe. The thing is that we used to have a really effective system whereby the law enforcement would monitor it for us permanently, and they would effectively contact the department, the health department, to come and cordon off and trigger all the necessary protocols around that. Unfortunately, we've changed station commanders at the law enforcement office, and that also is something now we don't have that institutional knowledge to activate that process. So it's something that we have to look at from that point of view as well.
Okay.
And then, of course, a lot of people who notice the problem don't actually notify the city. So they all talk about it, and I understand that, but we really need to be alerted as soon as possible.
Okay, so there's a plea there that if somebody sees this, don't assume that somebody else has already reported. Rather call in and be the fourth caller than have nobody call at all. I take your point. Felicity, in terms of safety at the beach, you say that you're happy it is sufficiently diluted. I'm sure a lot of people will be waiting to hear the results of water tests confirming that before they go in. Is there any kind of signage up at the beach alerting people to what happened?
So this is at one of the outlets along the beach. People were swimming again within hours of this, so which might or might not be a good idea, but it certainly happened. People were swimming again yesterday and on Tuesday in numbers. So I think that is really, it is dealt with. However, we are waiting for the results officially.
Okay, and we'll ask you please to share those results with us when they come in, if you would. Alderman Felicity Purchase speaking there about the sewage spill at Fishhook. So it happened on Sunday. It was dealt with on Monday in terms of resolving the issue that caused it and making sure it didn't recur. The concern, of course, is when does it happen again? Hopefully not too often. There is some failure rate in these systems, I understand.